Breakfast Briefing on Newstalk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.
Well, there's a real mix of stories across the papers this morning, but we're going to start with the Irish Times first today, which brings news that women may face longer wait for smear results. According to the paper this morning, women may once again have to wait longer to have their smear tests examined under the state's cervical cancer screening programme, and it follows the exit of the main Irish-based laboratory from the programme. Now, according to the paper, it's unclear, however, whether the remaining capacity in the system is sufficient to ensure the remaining backlog is cleared and also to ensure that wait times do not increase any further. And despite the fall in overall numbers on the waiting lists, the waiting time for results now appears to be edging up. Last week, for instance, the HSE said that it was taking up to 14 weeks and in some cases even longer for women to get their smear test results, an increase from about 13 weeks reported back in April. No doubt you'll hear much more about that story here on News Talk today. And do let us know, though, if you are waiting to get your smear test result, how long have you been waiting? You can text us this morning at 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. The Irish Examiner's headline today: childminders face new Garda checks. Childminders will be the subject to Garda checks, home inspections and minimum standards of care. And this is under fresh reforms that are going to be announced for the unregulated sector. And attempts to try and regulate the childminding sector will be unveiled later this month. And it's all really amid concern that only 120 carers out of tens of thousands are actually registered to look after kids in the minder's own home. And the Children's Minister, Catherine Zapone, wants now to try and set standards for home child minders. She wants to introduce a subsidy for parents and also to have minders registered under one particular system. Now, the reforms will also include plans for Garda vetting of minders, inspections of the homes, minimum standards and also financial support for users. And the subsidies for parents are expected to mirror levels under the general childcare scheme, amounting to about €900 a year. Now, the public consultation on the plan will be announced at the end of this month and also will form part of the government's overall 10-year national childcare programme. And while there's no definitive figure on the numbers of childminders, a report for the department last year said that according to the CSO estimates, there were about 35,000 childminders, and childminders as well will be incentivised to sign up to the reformed system, whereby users access a database of service providers. And the plan will only cover minders who care for kids in their own homes as well. I think this is a really good move, but we want to hear from you today. Should those caring for children in their own homes face much tougher sanctions as part of these new wider reforms? You can let us know as well on Twitter this morning at Breakfast NT. The Irish Independent leads with a really interesting story today: compulsory Irish rule overhauled in schools. According to the paper, key changes in rules around granting exemptions within the Irish language for school pupils are going to be rolled out for the new school term. And in one key reform, it'll actually see pupils with a learning difficulty such as dyslexia no longer now needing a psychological assessment to support an application to drop the subject. And this will basically remove a significant, firstly, financial burden on parents, many of whom traditionally have paid in the region of around €600 or more for a private assessment. And the dropping of the requirement for an assessment is being described in the paper today as a game changer, but schools will still have to apply strict criteria when considering any particular application. And this all comes as the Education Minister Joe McHugh announced the new regime following a review of the existing programme, which actually dates back to the early 1990s and a public consultation process. I think this is going to take huge pressure off both parents and children. The waiting time alone for those private assessments can actually be really lengthy and often, as you heard, they're very costly as well. But if you're worried, for instance, about whether or not this could be taken advantage of, according to the Irish Independent today, the Department of Education says that students will be granted an exemption from the study of Irish only in rare and exceptional circumstances. You'll be hearing more about that story on News Talk Breakfast just after 7 this morning. Also in the Times of London today, actually, really interesting story there, which I think you're going to be hearing much more about today as well. Criminals must get the sentence they deserve. That's the headline in the front of the paper. This is after the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, ordered a review into the sentencing of violent and sexual offenders yesterday. And he's attempting to try and rebuild the Tories' reputation as the party of law and order before a possible or potential early election. And in an attack on his predecessor's policies to try and restrict prison numbers, the British Prime Minister said the public wanted to see criminals serving the sentences they deserved and pledged that the punishment must truly fit the crime. And his proposals were questioned, though, by prison reform groups who accused him of trying to stoke up public anxiety about sentencing, and the review forms part of a wider package of criminal justice policies that are due to be rolled out later on this week as well. Just a quick look at some of the tabloids this morning, though. The headlines there: the Star leads with Hunt enters second day. This is the search for Noora Quarren in Malaysia. The Sun leads with Hollywood legend dragged into scandal. The Herald leads this morning with burning socks fired over prison walls. That's their headline. The Mirror goes this morning with Leo sets up Boris showdown, and the Daily Mail's headline today: Irish burglary gang runs amok in UK crime spree. But to some of the other stories that you are going to be hearing much more about throughout the course of the day as well. The Irish Examiner, page 5 of the paper: push to get learner drivers to take tests. Learner drivers could get extra time now to try and complete parts of their driving test, and they will be encouraged, though, to save hundreds of euros on insurance costs by trying to successfully qualify for the full licence. And road safety chiefs intend to target L-plate drivers, tens of thousands of whom are actually still behind the wheel on their fourth or fifth learner driving licences. And under social media and incentives to try and get novice motorists into the test centres, authorities are going to launch a fresh campaign that will actually take place later this month. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner this morning, their headline today: 10% of people under 60 live in jobless households. One in 10 working age households has no one in employment. And this figure contrasts with recent figures, which show that low levels of unemployment. However, a breakdown of employment data reveals jobless black spots and huge differences right across the country. In contrast, for instance, the Southwest, Dublin and the Mideast all have much lower numbers out of work. A drilling down into the CSO information on the labour force figures reveal, and the jobless household levels for that age group in the South East as well, and the West and the Midlands, rise to about 14%. Further analysis on the front page of the Irish Examiner about that story as well this morning. Also in the papers today, in the front of the Irish Times actually this morning: children in Republic much more likely to suffer lazy eye than in North. Paul Cullen writing this morning that kids in the Republic are four times more likely to suffer from a lazy eye beyond traditional treatment period compared with kids in the North, and this is according to a new study. And the authors link the disparity to socioeconomic disadvantages and also to poor compliance with the wearing of glasses here in the South. And vision screening among children entering school in the Republic is described as being less comprehensive than in Northern Ireland. Free eye care is not as accessible, and there are also long waiting lists. And this study has been published in the British Medical Journal, in the Open Journal, and points out some pretty interesting contrasts between the North and the South on eye care, particularly for children. Also in the Irish Times today, a story you're going to be hearing much more about, though, here on Breakfast, News Talk Breakfast, just after 7 today and tomorrow, and that's in relation to the Leaving Cert results, because the fast-tracked process will now make the CAO offers available several days earlier than usual. Look, there's lots of educational Leaving Cert advice stories across all of the papers, but about 55,000 students are going to get their Leaving Cert exam results tomorrow. This is all part of this new fast-tracked procedure, so it'll see the college applications as well receive their offers before the end of this week. And these changes also mean that students who appeal their exam grades will receive their results 3 weeks earlier than normal. And the changes, of course, follow the High Court ruling last year in favour of student Rebecca Carter as well. So that'll be something you will be hearing much more about in the coming days. Also in the Irish Times this morning, page 4 of the paper: villagers use art to tackle plastic pollution. The coastal village of Kinvara in County Galway has forged an alliance of young people, artists and what they describe as committed locals to tackle plastic pollution in their locality, including nearby beaches and the sea. And in their latest initiative, they've produced a series of billboards created by young people, and it's all part of a public awareness campaign called Our Town, Our World, Standing Together for Land and Sea. Interesting initiative by the locals of Kinvara Tara in County Galway there as well. Also, the Irish Independent. It's hard to believe we're in the middle of August already, but don't forget your brolly, as Met Aaron predicts a wet week ahead. That's the headline, page 10 of the Independent this morning. It looks like the summer may truly be over for another year, because the weather, Met Aaron's forecasting a wet week this week. Last week's torrential rain led to localised flooding and widespread power outages, but luckily it shouldn't get as bad this week. But Met Aaron is warning you to expect plenty of scattered showers throughout the next 7 days, as well as a slight drop in the temperature, particularly during night time. And it's not all gloom though, because the forecasters are predicting the country might be able to look forward to some fully dry days over the week as well. So we'll keep you posted on that story. Just one final story though for this morning. On the Daily Mirror, page 25 of the paper, signs that you're addicted to your mobile phone. Do you spend hours in your phone? Do you check your phone maybe when you're on the train, sitting on the sofa at home? Do you get what they're calling MOFO, that you can't actually put down your phone? Well, the article gives you plenty of advice on how you can break the addiction. Some top tips: dump the notifications, make sure to turn them off, get a watch, ignore your email, and enjoy happy hour, which they say is a 60-minute break, leaving the phone down just before you go to sleep at night. We want to know, though, how many hours Breakfast a day briefing. Do you spend on your phone? Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest-rated electrical retailer.